The Brutal Truth. The Brutal Truth. Grooming products for the everyday bloke. Man, maybe it's time you moisturised.
You are listening to The Late Trade for new INC plant protein, a premium informed sport approved protein available only at Chemist Warehouse. And it is Brutal Truth time. Brutal Truth. Man, maybe it's time you moisturise. Stephen Silvani is dealing with the Brutal Truth today. And the question we pose under that headline, Steve, is next year boom or bust for the Eagles? The big recruit of Tim Kelly last year, Kennedy Hearn, even Shuey and Nick Nat all getting older. Boom or bust for the Eagles?
I don't think it's boom or bust. I certainly think they've got talent still on their list. Sure, they've got an ageing, they've got some ageing stars in terms of, you know, Kennedy and Shuey and Nick Nat and Hearn and these types, but they've also got some really good youngsters.
Yeah.
I love Oscar Allen. I think he's going to be a really good.
He's tracking beautifully.
Yeah, and I think he could possibly one day captain that club. He's a real quality person. They've still got Yo there. They've got Kelly there. They've got Brander who played some footy late this year. So they've always had talent on their list, West Coast, and they've always got the ability to bring someone home. There's always Western Australia players around, and so
is that someone in 2022, Paddy Cripps?
Could possibly be. My belief with Paddy is, I think he's a Carlton person. Always tough to move captains out of clubs, but I will say that next year's a big year for the Carlton Football Club and Paddy Cripps. I would think that if Carlton play finals, Patrick Cripps stays at Carlton pretty much for the rest of his playing career. If Carlton don't play finals, well, then it starts to get a little bit shaky whether he remains at that
club
or not.
To keep selling him the message and the hope. Yeah.
So, and that's when you get to free agency. I guess that's how it all works. It's your right. And I would think that if that was the case, West Coast would be right on the radar, and particularly with what's going to be moved out of there next season. There'd be some significant money and there would be some room there at West Coast.
What do you read of the Paddy Cripps situation, Matt? Is it as simple? And again, I'm encapsulating a wider conversation there with Soss, but finals is a requirement in order to convince him to stay as a Blue?
It's a big year, isn't it, for the Blues? They'd want to be making the eight next year. Certainly he'd be thinking, you know, I've done some hard yards here. I wouldn't mind playing in a final every now and again. but there's going to be some severe pressure, as Soss spoke about, from Frio and from West Coast for him to go back. We think that both clubs will have room in their salary cap to get him back in. I've never, ever heard him talk about, or anyone else talk about, the lure of home for Paddy Cripps. And I do know that he's not actually from Perth.
He's out of Perth, country Perth.
Yeah, because I remembered interviewing him and he was living in a unit, I think with his sister or something, and his parents lived somewhere else, which I can't remember. But he was very comfortable in his own skin there. I've never heard of the lure. So really interesting to see what happens. I couldn't see him re-signing early in the year or something like that, Soss. This is going to play out.
Really?
I got a feeling it'll play out a fair while because the pressure would have come. I mean, the pressure has come. It will be coming now from those two clubs. They're reading the play. Kennedy's got one more year. He'll retire at the end of next year. Hearn probably, if he's got one more year, retire then. They'll be on good dough. Maybe Darling comes back off good dough. Shuey comes back off good dough. Natanui's on good money. He'll be coming off good money, I think. So they'll have plenty of money to pay for him, and they probably need a boost in the midfield then. So to mix him with Kelly and try and get going again and win another flag.
Yeah. He'd look across his locker room, wouldn't he, and see Mark Murphy, who had temptation to go elsewhere to begin with, stayed at the Blues and then had regular offers to go elsewhere. And he wouldn't think anything about staying, would he, Mark Murphy? But ultimately, he's played a whole career effectively without having any impact in a finals situation as a Blue.
Yeah, one thing I will say with Paddy, he's seen the rebuild happen, and I think he would know. We sat him down as a club, and not only him, a number of our more senior players and experienced players, because when we went down that track, you needed to sell it to your players, your members, everyone. And full credit to the footy club, they did that. So he's been along the journey. He's always eager to know who's on our radar. He likes to even throw some names up. So as most players do that are invested in your football club.
Is he a footy head?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he loves his footy. I think he's got a really good balance in terms of what he does away from football and footy. So he is invested in the club. But there is obviously he's lived what we've done there. He's seen the talent there. But it's how quickly now this talent's going to come through, and I think next year's a critical year in so many ways for that football club.
Yep. Mm. Well, we got on to Paddy Cripps out of asking you the question under the brutal truth about the Eagles, but there is going to be a high level of intrigue, isn't there, next year with what Paddy Cripps does choose to do from a WA component. You're still buoyant on the Eagles, though, just
no,
to get
I
back
am.
On there.
They're just a club that they're a powerful club. Like in terms of finances and their new facilities over there are pretty special. So they've got everything there, and their ability to lure good players back home. They've also got the ability to know what's in their backyard that most clubs don't have. They've got that advantage. Being a two-team town back in Perth, which is a massive footy town, so they do it pretty well. They got good staff, good culture. They're a well-run football organisation.
And while a lot of things went wrong for a lot of clubs this year, it did for the Eagles. They sooked it up, didn't they, when they had to get out of Perth and reside elsewhere. And they've admitted that. I mean, I know that's the term I've been using all year, but they did publicly concede. They probably carried on publicly too long with the bemoaning and the woe is us attitude. It did filter down, I reckon, that messaging from the coach down. It wasn't nipped in the bud quickly enough.
No, well, I guess, hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Yep.
And I mean, there were even probably experiences with the Richmond Football Club, but they shut it down pretty quick. I mean, that was there was a lot of noise of what was happening in the Richmond hub.
There was,
but then it got shut down, and that got shut down through winning. To be perfectly honest, and when you're winning, there's not a lot of discussion about that. And they obviously did it really well internally, so they went off the road a little bit, veered off the road a bit, but obviously. West Coast, there was a bit more noise, and when it was driven a little bit, I think maybe some of the statements from the coaching group, that didn't help. That probably gave the players a bit of a cop out.
It did. And I think that's how it played out. That was today's brutal truth. Brutal truth, man. Maybe it's time you moisturised. Let's open up the calls again. 1300 23 55 48. There's a fair bit we've waded through since we last opened the lines up. Paddy Cripps, Mason Cox, the potential around Lockie O'Brien and Paddy Dowell with the transactioning between Carlton and Essendon. Jesse Hogan. We haven't properly got to Brad Crouch today. We'll do that before our time is up today at 6 p.m. Melbourne time. Jesse Hogan, a fait accompli, according to Matty Rendell a couple of hours ago. That was your quote, Matty, a fait accompli that he ends up as a giant.
That.
You happy with that?
Happy with that.
You're backing your man in?
You've got to keep rubbing it if it doesn't happen.
No, I wouldn't be doing that. No, I will not do that to you. I would have limited it to it's likely to be one of the Sydney clubs. You're going GWS, fait accompli. I like it.
Don't worry, it won't be you either. Twitter will get me, Matty.
So anything you want to talk about, 1300 23 55 48. We'll get to your calls on this, on the other side of the late trade, on your phone while driving. When you're on your phone, you're driving blind. That's for the TAC.